This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The world narrowly escaped a radiation disaster when electricity to Europe's largest nuclear power plant was cut for hours, Ukraine's president said, urging international bodies to act faster to force Russian troops to vacate the site. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian shelling on Thursday had sparked fires in the ash pits of a nearby coal power station that disconnected the Zaporizhia plant from the power grid. A Russian official said Ukraine was to blame. Backup diesel generators ensured power supply that is vital for cooling and safety systems at the plant, Zelensky said, praising the Ukrainian technicians who operate the plant under the gaze of the Russian military. The operator said electricity for the plant's own needs was now being supplied through a power line from Ukraine's electricity system, and work was ongoing to restore grid connection to the plant's two functioning reactors. Moderna sues Pfizer over patents behind the COVID-19 vaccine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Moderna is suing Pfizer and German drug maker BioNTech, accusing its two main competitors of copying Moderna's technology to make their own COVID-19 vaccine. Moderna says Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine, known as Comirnaty, infringes on patents Moderna filed years ago for the technology behind its vaccine, known as Spikevax. Moderna and Pfizer two-shot vaccines both use mRNA technology to help patients fight the coronavirus. Moderna filed patent infringement lawsuits in both U.S. federal court and a German court. A Pfizer spokeswoman declined to comment. I'm Mike Gracia.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Angola's ruling party